Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and drydown data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat, no bid there, but the July does have one, and it is trading 814.5 down 14.25. Soft May wheat, 696.75 down 17.25. July, 706 down, now 705.75 down 16.75. May corn, 496.75 down 8.25. July, 499 down 8.5. December, 491.5 down 7.25. Go out to July of 15, 510 down 6.5. May soybeans, 1482 down 19. July, 1464.75 down 22.25, now a half. September, 1270.75 down 14.75. November, 1213.75 down 12.75, now 12.5. May soybean meal, 488.90 down 860. July is down 910 at 478.20. July soybean oil, 4104 down 14. June live cattle, 138.20 up 15. May feeders, 184.65 up 7.5. And May lean hogs are 113.67.5. They are down a dollar.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, traders are pushing the downside today.
Yeah, it seems like everybody's on the negative side of the equation. Crop reports out of the way there from Friday, sort of waiting for the next bit of news to come back in. Overall, just a lack of any new export sales, for say, and somewhat favorable weather for most of the Midwest is kind of limited to the buying interest. Soybeans there Friday, especially the July's, reached a well-publicized resistance level. And ever since it touched it yesterday morning, the July's been on the defensive. Also seeing unwinding of the bull spread in the bean complex also. So it looks like we're starting the week on the defensive posture with the idea maybe the market could find some support here once we get into the 10:30, 11 o'clock hour.
Expect to see planting progress for corn at 60% or better?
That seems to be well advertised, 55 to 60% compared to about 28 last week, 70% average. Beans anywhere from 15 to 20% versus 5% last week and about 25% average. We made some tremendous headway. It looks like we're going to be wet and cool for a while. The next week looks fairly favorable for an additional planting progress. But the key is that last 5% going in, that's going to be watched real closely, 2 to 3 weeks from now.
Yeah, that's about 36 million acres of corn yet to be planted if we're at the 60% level. And I suppose its progress will determine a lot whether we have another run up of December corn, maybe into what, 515 area?
Well, that's kind of what I need to be watching. We need to hold the low we made a couple weeks ago here around this 487 area. If we can hold that, maybe we can run back up, test the upper end of the range. But man, Friday, that's a pretty nasty reversal down. Looking at the chart there, it's signaling that corn might have a rough go here for a while, especially after breaking this uptrend line that's been intact ever since last February.
Any surprise that USDA stuck to its February Outlook Forum 165.3?
Well, that's the thing. When you look, longer term in through here, there's still some moving parts in that supply-demand balance sheet. I've got great confidence in the American farmer. I think he's going to do a fantastic job farming this year, and he's going to have some pretty good yields. But 165 seems to be a little bit rich, for say. If that's the case, we've got quite a bit of downside risk if that does happen. Trade's using this 160, 163 area as kind of the swing point or the middle of the range. So, that's the whole key in through here is analysts and traders and farmers plug in what yield they think's going to develop and multiply that times the harvested acres and go from there. So, we'll see what develops in through here. So far there's some areas kind of struggling, but other areas are off to a fairly good start. It's all in the hands of the weatherman right now.
And as we're talking about some of those northern areas holding the key for corn, they also then can also hold the key for soybeans.
Well, yeah, it's a balancing act still. When you talk to guys in that northern Iowa, southern Minnesota, and through the Dakotas, it's a slow start there. You talk to the guys in the southeast, they just been extremely wet. There's some areas that's struggling. And we still got time, though, and we'll watch this weather pattern as we go through the growing season. Over the weekend through here, there's, the western belt, the dry areas got a little bit smaller, but, we still got a large growing part of the growing season still in front of us yet.
So, I guess the question is the downtrend we're seeing the beginning of something that's more mid-termy downturn, or can we right the ship and move sideways?
Well, we'll see what develops here. If these corn can now hold 487, you can say the top then on it, on a closing basis. As far as new crop November beans go, move will close below this $12.08, $12 area. You can say the top is in, until we get more into June and July and see what the weather pattern is then.
So flexibility still remains key for the marketer then?
That's been our best approach. Being flexible gives you a lot of room to wiggle around a little bit. Kind of frustrating if a guy gets kind of dialed in, locked in, a little too aggressive, the market doesn't cooperate. It's really frustrating. But that's how we approach the marketplace, being flexible, have some covered positions, because there's going to be a lot of ups and downs. The volatility is going to remain relatively high. You look at commodity fund interest, speculative interest, these guys are trading a lot of contracts, and it's going to move the market both up and down quite a bit. And the key is stay flexible to take advantage of these moves here to sort of protect your downside and give you some opportunity to stay alive for the next couple of years.
Have producers been very aggressive this far this year selling?
No. Hands in the pocket. Be very cautious. Everybody was extremely bearish last winter, and right after that January report, the market's done nothing but climb this wall of worry. Some guys have done some scale-up selling as we've moved higher in through here, but sort of got a wait-and-see attitude. Still a large percentage of these elevator guys you talk to tell us that, we're not looking at all that's been forward booked just yet, so... we'll see how things develop here. Get the crop in the ground. Weather becomes, favorable for the most part. Producers be a little bit more aggressive on the sell side.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. May corn, 496 and three quarters, down 8.25. July, 499, down 8.5. December, 491.5, down 7.25. May soybeans, 1481 and three quarters, down 19.25. July, 1464 and a quarter, down 22 and three quarters. November, 1213 and three quarters, down 12 and a quarter, now 12 and a half. July soybean meal, 477.80, down 9.50. July soybean oils, 40.07, down 11 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILO 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.